I'm Marco Werman. You're tuned to The World. Brazil is famous for its dramatic TV soap operas, but that sort of drama is nothing compared to the latest plot twists in the country's presidential election. Socialist Party candidate Eduardo Campos was killed last week in a plane crash. His running mate, environmentalist Marina Silva, is now poised to replace him. And while Campos had been running a distant third in the polls, the latest survey shows Silva seriously threatening to derail the re-election of Brazil's sitting president. Reporter Ben Tavener in Sao Paulo is covering the story.
There's been a fair amount of hysteria around the crash. People said that they couldn't believe what had happened. As you say, it seemed like the plot of a novella that we have here. And it's really, it has shocked some people. I mean, I think this latest poll that we've seen does show that it's been a game changer. And not only in terms of who people are going to vote for, but in terms of people deciding to get involved in the elections. That we've seen a big change in the number of people that said that they were going to spoil their vote or not vote at all, to have now decided to pick a side. So those battle lines that were being drawn ahead of this very tragic event, those battle lines now seem more blurred than ever, and they're going to have to be redrawn before that election takes place.
Yeah, so who is Marina Silva? She's the woman who's now likely to fill the shoes of Eduardo Campos, who died last Wednesday. Why are some people in these polls kind of attracted to her?
Well, the first thing to say is that she's done it before. She was the third place candidate in the first round of the elections in 2010 when Dilma Rousseff, the incumbent, ran against her. Marina Silva, her background is in the environment. That's the biggest thing that she's really known for. The last time she ran for the Green Party here in Brazil. She comes from an Amazon state. She was an environmentalist. She was a colleague of the very famous Chico Mendes, who was an environmentalist who was very well known for defending the Amazon. He was assassinated. And then she went on to become part of the Workers' Party, which is the party that Dilma Rousseff and President Lula a part of. Until 2009, she served actually as a senator and then became environment minister under Lula. But she had a big falling out with the party, exactly the same as it should be pointed out, as Eduardo Campos, the candidate that died last week. They were both fairly tight under the Workers' Party and then both decided to go their separate ways.
And lest anyone think otherwise, Marina Silva is not related to former President Lula da Silva. As far as her former running mate, the late Eduardo Campos, why is she doing so much better in the polls than he was? I mean, is it kind of instant sympathy support in the days after his death?
I think there is that, but we should first make the point that she's well known. In fact, nationally, she's far better known than Eduardo Campos ever was. He was really at the beginning of his political life, although he had a lot of politics behind him. So she's just better known. And we are once again in the position where the two top candidates in this election are women. And as this poll showed today, she is currently within the error of margin drawing with Dilma in that second round. It's looking very likely that this election will go to a second round. And if she did win, she would be Brazil's first black president.
She's an evangelical, also a Green Party member. It seems a little incongruous. How could her faith impact her campaign?
Well, Dilma Rousseff has been trying to score votes from evangelical voters, which are making up an increasingly large chunk of the population here, where polls taken 15, 20 years ago showed that Catholics in the country were around 85%. It's now showing that that number is dropping and the number of evangelical people in the country is going to about 30%. So this is a major chunk of the electorate. And you know, as that battle line had been drawn by Dilma before, Maria Silva, there is no battle with her. She is the clear evangelical candidate. We should, of course, say that she is not yet the official candidate for the PSD party. That is what we're expecting later this week. But I mean, after this poll, it seems like it's a foregone conclusion. They would be pretty mad not to go with such a strong candidate.
Reporter Ben Tavener speaking with me from Sao Paulo about Marina Silva. Thanks very much.
Very welcome.